This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. U.S. Senator John Thune continues to call for Alabama GOP U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore to withdraw his candidacy. The former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court has been accused by several women of sexual misconduct. Thune says it is in the best interest of everyone that Moore steps aside.
You know, you've got as many people who I think have been very credible in the charges that they've made, what they presented, that, you know, this is an issue that I don't think is going to go away. And on a very practical level, I think if Roy Moore wins, and he very well could, it looks like next week when he gets here and gets sworn in, he's going to be immediately under an ethics cloud. I suspect there'll be an ethics investigation, and they will probably bring some of these accusers in, and they will testify, and I assume the ethics committee at some point will make some recommendations.
Thune says there needs to be a sea change in how society deals with cases of sexual misconduct and harassment. Moore is facing Democrat Doug Jones in the special election to fill the seat of Jeff Sessions, who is now U.S. Attorney General. The election is next Tuesday. Governor Dennis Dugard says he is in the process of filling the vacant seat of Representative Craig Teason. Teason died during a kayaking incident on Thanksgiving while trying to save his brother-in-law in the Cook Islands. Dugard says there were many qualified candidates whose names he expects will come up again. Dugard will appoint a member to represent Teason's district, District 34, out of Rapid City. There is a winter weather advisory still in effect for the Black Hills. It expires at 11 Central Time, and specifically that's for the northern and central Black Hills. Forecasters with the National Weather Service expect additional snow accumulations of up to 2 inches and wind gusts of more than 25 miles an hour. Forecasters say that will cause drifting and blowing snow. Lead, Deadwood, Hill City, and Mount Rushmore are included in the advisory. This is SDPB News. Good evening.